We have a number of concerns, but the biggest underlying concern is that this is not an appropriate location for this facility, especially with one of the increasingly few schools in Gary located right across the street, and also that it's really unclear that this is an appropriate facility anywhere, in the sense that it doesn't really appear to be fulfilling an existing need for solid waste, and that creates a lot of problems with the sustainability of a project, because a lot of times when you have a solid waste facility that isn't commercially viable or isn't fulfilling a definite need in the system, that creates an opportunity for a lot of things to go wrong.
I'd like to take the opportunity here while we have a chance to talk in a little more detail about the concerns, especially from what the HEC has seen. Tell us first off here, what is the procedure now? This is going before the staff members at the Indiana Department of Environmental Management.
That's right.
And even Mr. Ventura mentioned in detail about the fact that they have a pre-operating permit, or at least a permit to be able to build something initially or get things started first. That's the first procedure that they are going through and with the state, and they've gone through that now. But now they're going through the actual operating permit process. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I guess perhaps I don't see the process in quite the way that Mr. Ventura does.
Uh-huh.
They have received an air permit that allows them from the standpoint of the air quality regulations that allow them to construct their facility. But they are not allowed to construct a solid waste processing facility until they have received this permit that they are seeking now, which is the solid waste permit.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, that is currently gone to the state regulators, to the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. And at this point, the public comment period is closed, so we are waiting to see what they think.
Well, that period closed about a week ago, I guess, or not very long.
March 12th. Yeah.
Tell us, if you will, what kind of a case you've made before the Indiana Department of Environmental Management about this particular project, and please give us an idea in particular what are the concerns not only of the Hoosier Environmental Council, but as well as the residents and Steel City Academy, which is the school we're talking about right across the street from this project.
Yeah. Well, we were very pleased and glad to be able to present a joint comment that was not only from the Hoosier Environmental Council, but from many local residents and local business owners, local religious leaders, and above all, the faculty and staff of the Steel City Academy. So we've presented a united front, and we've raised quite a few issues. Some of the key ones are that they haven't met some of the formal requirements, such as demonstrating an Indiana solid waste need for this facility, or showing that they have either ownership or a leasehold on the property where they want to build. Both of those are explicitly required under state law, and in our view, they have not met those requirements. And underlying that, of course, are the deeper concerns that this is not an appropriate facility, and it may not be operated in accordance with the law. And so that's why those formal defects are especially concerning, and why we believe that IDEM should reject the permit.
Let's take up the question first here about the ownership or a lease, at least on and how this is supposed to be set up here officially, based on what the state environmental rules are for whoever owns the property or has control of the property for any project like this. Tell us about this particular site and the concerns there.
Okay, so this site was taken over by the state from a private owner in 1979, I believe. And it was deeded by the state to the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission in 1981, when the commission was set up.
That was through for the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, right?
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
What is it's turned over now to the Little Calumet River Basin Redevelopment Commission, the full title. Mm-hmm. And what is this site? I guess we know what kind of it's along 35th Avenue, but what is this site so close to the river, and why? And it's understandable why the DNR turned it over to the commission for safekeeping, I suppose, or operation, or for at least for use in the future.
It was turned over as part of the the Little Calumet Commission holds a lot of the land all along the river, and this, mm-hmm. this is part of that. Part of the lot is inside the levee. Part of it is outside the levee. Where they want to build is just outside the levee, or I should say, away from the river.
Yeah, right along 35th Avenue. Yeah, there, right directly yeah. on off the right directly off the street.
And it's currently used for low impact farming. I think at the moment there are soybeans on it.
Mm-hmm.
And some trees. It's just sort of your basic farm field, and it's been in that shape essentially for at least 30 years.
One of the other concerns that you mentioned here is the weather. There is truly a need for this particular type of facility to handle this type of solid waste, or at least solid waste in general.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're the kind of facility that's been applied for here, which is to create a refuse-derived fuel, is the kind of facility that was very popular in the 1980s when there was a perceived need for substitutes for coal, for things you can burn instead of coal in a power plant or a steel mill. And, the world has kind of moved on from that. Burning coal.
Isn't that in a way very similar to the original plans for even the city of Indianapolis to have their mm-hmm. facility, their incinerator built in downtown Indianapolis, was to take in all this trash, basically, to come in and be able to create steam out of it. And that's the steam that was going to be pumped through the downtown Indianapolis buildings.
Yeah. And in fact, the Covanta facility in Indianapolis is currently the only waste energy facility of this kind anywhere in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. If I guess the concern comes up here is not only whether this is the proper use for the land, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Since you all are familiar with the solid waste needs and disposal needs of the state of Indiana and in Northwest Indiana in particular, what type of facilities does the Hoosier Environmental Council support or endorse, maybe, to be able to deal with some of the issues of the waste that comes into Northwest Indiana and the uses to find homes for recyclables or, mm-hmm. I guess in another sense, too, homes for construction demolition waste that we know that would certainly come from the city of Gary. They've proposed a similar site of sorts to handle the material the contractors can bring in from tearing down all the dilapidated buildings in Gary.
Mm-hmm. We're certainly very much in favor of recycling and in favor of reuse. We're very excited about some of the work that's been done, for example, by the Delta Institute in terms of repurposing demolition materials,
mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't want to stand in the way of that. However, there's a real concern whenever you're dealing with essentially an unrestricted general waste flow that you're going to end up dealing with things that are not safe and ending up with the kind of side effects that we've unfortunately seen around Gary and East Chicago many times over. So there's kind of a high threshold of persuasion there.
I know that that My Energy LLC, in having to turn in their application for this solid waste facility permit with IDEM, they have to state in many terms how they're going to deal with such things as pests, vectors, as it's called, I guess, in the commercial world, as well as dealing with not only smells, but also with the potential for hazardous waste that could come in and how that's going to be handled if the facility were built. How does the HEC stand on some of these things that are brought forth in the permit application?
Well, we're very concerned about the lack of experience in the team that is actually standing behind this project. I mean, anyone can write a persuasive explanation of how you're going to handle all of these issues, whether it's smell or it's rodents or anything else. But actually running a facility that handles, in this case, 2,400 tons of solid waste a day is something that requires a significant amount of expertise. And when it's handled by people who don't have that expertise, again, the risks of something going wrong become much higher.
Okay. I know that you don't directly represent the folks at Steel City Academy, but you're working very closely with the owners, the principal at the school, mm-hmm. as well as, I guess, in a way, the students. They're very, very vocal about this. They're a very, very activistic stand-up right now, I understand.
Yeah, it has been really impressive to see what the students at Steel City Academy are doing.
They've had an opportunity, I guess, to send a response of their own, haven't they, mm-hmm. down to Indianapolis during the public comment period?
Yes. On March 12th, the principal and some students hand-delivered, I believe, approximately 500 public comments, mm-hmm. largely handwritten, to item.
Now, you mentioned the public comment period has ended, and it's now up to IDEM, and I guess more the staffers in particular. Tell us how that's handled from that point on, and how they kind of go through the decision making process on their end that you're familiar with.
Well, I think anytime you have a high profile project like this, there's going to be a lot of involvement from several levels. There's a permit manager who handles, you know, the basic mechanics, and then there's a section chief, and there are deputy commissioners, and there's ultimately Commissioner Bruno Piggott who is running the show.
Right.
And I expect at some level all of those people will be involved in examining these comments and deciding what their ultimate decision is going to be.
Now, what typically kind of timetable do they usually have when they get an average permit, so to speak, that comes in the door there in Indianapolis and gets sorted out there at IDEM before some decision's made and some permit comes back to who applied for it?
I think under normal circumstances, it might be 1 or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, my understanding is that the IDEM staff are actually required to read and respond to each public comment they've received. And since they have received several hundred, that may slow the process down somewhat.
And I'm sure that the bureaucrats in Indianapolis at the state office building aren't happy with that, but that's part of the job. It comes with the territory, I understand. So what does the Hoosier Environmental Council, are they able to do at this point now that the public comment period is over? Is it just in case you're watching this very closely, or is there any more that you can do from the organization standpoint?
Well, we're continuing to talk to people in the community. We're talking to local government and other people who may have some influence on the process or different aspects of the process. You know, the Little Calumet Commission still has some say in how this shapes out because this is their land. The city of Gary may still have something to say about this process. But as far as the state permit, we're primarily in a wait and see situation.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of first off here of the city of Gary, since mm-hmm. We know and we've mentioned before, and even we brought up in that conversation with Mr. Ventura that the city of Gary is trying to deal with their own construction mm-hmm. demolition waste problems. As we said, they have many buildings they wish to have demolished, but they have no place to stage the material the contractors would bring over from a mm-hmm. group of houses in some neighborhood, be it Glen Park or or any place for that matter in Gary, and then for that material to be properly disposed of, is there anything that there's much can be done right now, or is it still a wait and see situation for the city of Gary about this?
Well, I'm not really privy to their decision making.
Right.
It is my understanding from the mayor that they do not wish to use the Maya Energy facility. There's certainly a problem there, but I think where things get sticky is that these situations that are proposed, whether it's the landfill that was proposed under HB 1318 or this Maya Energy facility, yes, we have a problem with waste from Gary, but each of these facilities would be primarily handling waste that's not from Gary.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we're really going to look for solutions to Gary-specific waste problems, we've got to look for something that is narrowly tailored to what Gary needs.
And finally, Sam, what can we tell the folks at Steel City Academy and the neighbors that own businesses mm-hmm. along that area?
Well, I would say everyone has done a great job, and we're going to keep fighting.